fueled by rage and rum and coke, I walked toward the dance floor, determined to have the rebound Mara thought I could have. That was until I ran into a guy who spilled his drink all over my dress. I looked down at the beer covering my slutty Vegas dress, then up into the face of the most attractive man I'd ever laid eyes on. Holy Paul Rudd lookalike, with 50 shades of gray in his dark brown hair. "I'm so sorry," he said, touching my forearm. I would have spoken, you know, like a normal human being, if his hand hadn't been on my arm.
"You must be so frustrated."
"Yeah, sexually." Taking my silence for irritation, he apologized again and said,
"Let me help you get cleaned up."
I nodded, still too tongue-tied to speak.
"The dress is ruined. Maybe we should get you out of it,"
he said.
What?
I managed. I didn't know getting a rebound would be this easy. He cracked his lips into an endearing, apologetic grin.
"I might have an extra uniform back here."
As he bent into the closet, I was acutely aware of the muscles of his back, of the way his shoulder muscles strained against his shirt.
I needed to get a grip.
He came out with a black shirt.
"It's 4XL. Maybe you can wear it as a dress? It won't be as sexy as that one, but..."
He shrugged and handed it to me. My breath quickened. Had he just called me sexy? Silently, I thanked the stars that Mara had found the Vegas dress. It was already bringing me good luck.